This is the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News in the headlines. Gender empowerment groups elated over the introduction of paternity leave and increased maternity leave. Government announces a range of tax and other concessions in its 2025 budget. The Barbados Childhood Obesity Prevention Coalition welcomes tax on salty snacks and other health initiatives. UWI to launch a program to allow former inmates to study, and U.S. stocks tumble after Trump's tariffs threaten a dangerous trade war. Good morning, I'm Carol Toppin. Details to the news just ahead. This country's men and women's empowerment organizations are elated over government's decision to increase the period for maternity leave and for the first time introduce paternity leave in Barbados. It was among the wide range of benefits for families announced by Minister in the Ministry of Finance, Ryan Strachan, during his maiden presentation of the budgetary statement and financial proposals in the House of Assembly yesterday.
I now propose that with effect from June 1st, 2025, the introduction of statutory paternity leave for men of 3 weeks, sir. We will also remove, with effect from June 1st, 2025, sir, the condition that both parents have to live together when the child is born, sir, in order to access these benefits, sir.
Minister in the Ministry of Finance, Ryan Strachan. In an immediate response after the budget, President of the Men's Empowerment Network Support, Fabian Sargent, says the decision speaks well for a progressive nation.
Man, this is fantastic news. It has been a while we've been advocating not only Men Empowerment Network Support, but I know many other organizations under the Bureau of Gender Affairs have been advocating for paternity leave for men in Barbados for a while. So this is fantastic news. And it speaks well for a society that is progressive. It speaks well to where we want to see families go. It speaks well to the fact that the government acknowledges the importance that fathers play in the lives of children.
President of Men Empowerment Network Support, Fabian Sargent. Meanwhile, head of the National Organization of Women, Melissa Savory Gittins, is happy about the changes in maternity leave.
I'm elated. I'm happy. It's about time that the change has been made. And I'm also glad to see that men have been able to get some paternity leave as well. The requirements, though, I think that they need to take a deeper dive into those requirements, because I was listening and I heard the comments about they don't have to live with the mothers. Like, how are we going to manage those things? But that is aside. The hardest part is that the changes have been made, and I'm happy to see those changes.
President of the National Organization of Women, Melissa Savory Gittins. Government has announced a wide range of concessions to individuals and businesses in its 2025 budget, calling it Sharing the Bounty. Minister in the Ministry of Finance, Ryan Strachan, commenced his presentation, outlining what he says has been significant economic progress since 2018 under the current administration. He declared that the Motley government has protected the Barbados dollar from what had been the real prospect of devaluation while lowering the national debt and growing the foreign reserves. And with the economy doing well and government's finances improved, Mr. Strachan announced an extension of the range of VAT-free goods, slashed import taxes on others, announced an annual increase in the minimum wage.
I propose to add the following items for which value-added tax will be removed effective April 1st, 2025. Stew beef, mincemeat, minced pork, minced turkey, pineapples, barley, Vienna sausages, Horlicks, sir, Sega, sir, and lentil peas. Sir, we will remove the import duties and VAT, sir, on pears, artichokes, mandarins, grapefruits, and plums, sir.
Mr. Strachan highlighted the extent of obesity and chronic non-communicable diseases in Barbados and detailed government's response, which includes a tax on certain foods.
With effect from June 1st, 2025, place an excise tax on certain snacks with high salt content. Excise tax of 20% on Pringles, Lay's, sir, salted nuts, corn curls, sir, hot balls, sir, cheesies, salted popcorn, sir, tortilla chips, salted pretzels, and salted crackers, sir.
Minister in the Ministry of Finance, Ryan Strawn. Co-chair of the coalition, Professor Anne St. John, says she welcomes the initiatives proposed by government. She says high salt snacks are widely consumed by children, and these measures are crucial in reducing the risk of non-communicable diseases later in life.
The high salt snacks are very much likely to make an impact on the development of non-communicable diseases in later life, and these snacks are consumed to a very large degree by our children. We're also pleased about the unhealthy foods and removal of import duties on fruits, because these are what really are recommended for snacks instead of the unhealthy snacks. The trans fat regulation changes in taxation and policy is well embraced for the end of this year.
Co-chair of the Barbados Childhood Obesity Prevention Coalition, Professor Anne St. John. The St. Michael's School will resume classes online after the institution was forced to close due to environmental issues. A letter from the school stated that necessary work to address this issue cannot be completed within 2 days. As a result, online learning will continue until the school is deemed safe for students and staff to return. The University of the West Indies Cave Hill campus is taking action to address the rise in violent crime with a new education initiative aimed at rehabilitating offenders. Pro Vice Chancellor and Principal of the University of the West Indies Cave Hill, Professor Clive Landis, revealed to Starcom Network News plans for a prisons to classroom pipeline, a program that will offer university education to incarcerated individuals with the aptitude to pursue studies. Professor Landis said the initiative aims to break the cycle of crime and reincarceration, providing prisoners with a chance to reintegrate into society.
Cave Hill Campus and the Faculty of Social Science in particular have always been very concerned about issues of crime, the causes of crime, and how we can intervene. And we're looking at a validated interdiction, a measure that has been shown to work in the US, in South Africa, in Jamaica, which is called the Prisons to Classroom Pipeline. And persons in prison who have the aptitude to undertake university studies will be given that opportunity through gaining qualifications. When they leave the prison, they can then access work in a productive way, as opposed to, it appears like a futile cycle where persons are incarcerated after they cause a crime, then they're released without really having a means of reintegrating into society, commit more crimes, and then go back into the prison. So we're trying to break that with the prisons to classroom pipeline.
Pro Vice Chancellor and Principal of the University of the West Indies Cave Hill Campus, Professor Clive Landis. And U.S. stocks plunged as fears grew over an economic slowdown after President Donald Trump did not rule out his tariffs, triggering a recession. The Nasdaq sank by 4% at the close of trading, its largest single-day loss since 2022. And there were heavy losses on other markets, with tech stocks seeing the largest drops. Tesla shares fell by about 15.4%, and other major tech stocks, including Meta, Amazon, and Alphabet, also sank. The S&P 500 index slid 2.7%, and the Dow Jones Industrial Average dropped 2.1%. Trump over the weekend declined to predict whether the U.S. would face a recession, as investors worried about the impact of his trade policies. Recapping the headlines, gender empowerment groups elated over the introduction of paternity leave and increased maternity leave. Government announces a range of tax and other concessions in its 2025 budget. The Barbados Childhood Obesity Prevention Coalition welcomed taxes on salty snacks and other health initiatives. The University of the West Indies launched a program to allow former inmates to study. And U.S. stocks tumble after Trump's tariffs threaten a dangerous trade war. That was the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. Don't miss the latest with Starcom Network news at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news. Like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now. I'm Carol Toppin. Good morning.